Well, the Pentagon's going to debrief this morning, but I can tell you that the president personally authorized this. We have our special operations forces. I'm not going to go into more detail than that, who are, by the way, the most incredible warriors this world has ever seen. They said it was the time, the opportunity. Jessica's health was a word was failing, and they concluded they should go at this time. The president gave the go. And it was, again, they also rescued a Danish aid worker. This was a Danish demining operation she was working with. The president had the great privilege of being able to call her dad to say she was safe once she was out of the country and in good hands. But I'm not going to go into the operational details, George. The Pentagon will have a little more to say about that. But it was I was leaving last night. The office, the Situation Room, was monitoring exactly what was going on in the operation. So it was a happy moment. Where she was, where they moved her, her health, we feel pretty positive about her circumstances. As I said, the president talked to her dad, her mom's passed away, talked to her dad last night. And that'll come out in due course. One of the things we know from before, George, with the bin Laden raid, that the operational details are better not to be laid out. And I'll let the Pentagon decide how to do that, okay?
Safe to say, though, this went off without a hitch?
Yes. Yes, that's safe to say. Like I said, George, you've seen them. I've been in country in Afghanistan and Iraq with these guys, these special operators, these special operation forces. They are absolutely the most incredible. I mean, it just takes your breath away, their capacity and their bravery and their incredible timing. These guys are amazing, and women, they're amazing.